This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to inthemoneystocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 10-20-2020. This is show number 141. Well, we would be remiss if we didn't notice or take note about the rapper 50 Cent, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting to see that he's now endorsing President Trump due to the Biden tax plan. You know, it looks like he could be facing a 62% hike in tax. Well, he'll pay a total of 62% of his income in taxes. I think if you do the math, that'll make him 19 cents. So I don't blame him for reversing course and going with President Trump. And, you know, a lot of people are looking at this very closely. We've mentioned this on the show numerous times over the last couple of months. People making over $400,000 a year are going to be hammered with a 16% tax increase on top of what they're already paying. That plan would crush small businesses and most entrepreneurs as well. So, again, I just can't even understand it. Plus, if the corporate tax rate has changed to 28% from 21%, that's what Biden says he wants to do. You're going to get many foreign companies leaving the United States to do business elsewhere. I mean, that's what made us so competitive prior to the coronavirus scare. That's really what brought so much industry and business back to the United States. So it really, I mean, I just don't get it, why people don't understand how taxes work and how they operate. But 50 Cent gets it. And I think he wants to stay 50 Cent and not 19 Cent.
Yeah, well, but we see with tax policy, Nick, is always the same, that they say, oh, the rich are going to pay. And it used to be the rich were people making $1 million. Now the rich are people making $400,000, which sounds like a lot. But in places like New York and California, where you have real high cost of living, real high state taxes, not that much. And the fact is that everybody winds up paying it. The middle class and the lower middle class, the working class, always wind up paying more in taxes when we see these supposed taxes on the wealthy. They always have to pay it because there just aren't enough so-called rich people around to pay all the taxes.
It's a great point. And, you know, you don't have to look very far. You could just look at France when they tried to pull that stunt a few years back on people making over $1 million. I think tax rate went up to 90% once you made over $1 million, and people just left. They just got up and left. Many famous actors and actresses just got up and left. And now you have no tax income. So, you know, I just don't understand it. I've never been a fan of high taxes. I just don't really see it. I guess I learned that from my dad many years ago. But it really is just a real, you're cutting off the hands that feed you when you do that. And it really just is amazing. And I'm glad to see that some celebrities are now starting to see it themselves.
Yeah, they're seeing the light of day. Finally, it took all this time. And in all likelihood, taxes have to go up anyway because of the deficit, unless they just decide to monetize it all. And all of a sudden, the Congress will become fiscally responsible, and then everything will be fine. Hey, so yesterday's stock market and the stimulus, huh?
Yeah, yesterday's stock market, we had a big hit, and we talked about it yesterday, was basically because the politicians just can't come to any kind of an agreement. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday. That stimulus bill is still out there. It looks like Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are going to talk again today at 3 o'clock. But we haven't really heard any details yet. So with just 2 weeks away from the election, you know, it's really up in the air if there's going to be a deal made. It has to really be made soon. I mean, I would think it would have to be made today or tomorrow at the latest if they're going to try to get any kind of stimulus checks out to the people that are hurting. So again, you know, we're kind of handcuffed as traders to this noise, this news. You know, I just really have a hard time seeing these people agree on anything. President Trump went as far as saying that he will up the ante and go with a bigger stimulus deal. Originally, it was $1.8 trillion. Now he's saying he'll go over $2.2 trillion, but, you know, he wants the money to go directly to the people and not to, you know, 85 other, you know, projects and places that really money is not deserved. So we'll have to watch that pretty closely. We'll see where it goes. I'm not even sure you're going to get people to vote for this. So this is still up in the air, and this is a wild card, because if the markets don't get that stimulus, you know, they'll come back down again. And that's the chop that we're into right now. You know, you could be up at the moment, which we are, but these markets can fade pretty quickly if you don't get some kind of stimulus deal.
So you think it's the market's eventual success or failure is just riding on the stimulus bill?
No, I don't think the overall, but I do think the shorter term moves, the chop. Like yesterday, we had a really good rally in the market. And then there was a tweet out there by a reporter saying that Nancy Pelosi says, you know, a deal is not imminent. And the market just really came down pretty sharply. So, you know, you're going to see more of that type of action in the short run. Overall, I actually like everything the market's doing right now in a bigger picture, meaning, you know, if you're looking at a daily chart, but if you're an intraday trader, you know, there's a lot of whipsaw still going on out here.
Yeah. And so for right now, it's just having an outsized influence. In the long run, probably not going to matter. I just wonder when these other states are going to start opening up. That's really the question here.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to start to open up anytime soon until after the election. The states that haven't opened up already. I was watching a little podcast, and Mario Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, the son, he was talking about how it's all about fear. I couldn't believe what I was listening to.
I know.
It's almost, you know, it's sickening to hear that, but I guess this is what we're, you know, it's all political and this is what we're dealing with. But, you know, there are people out there losing their livelihood. We've been talking about it really since March and it's still going on. And, you know, again, it just keeps getting pushed, the narrative, and you know, you got to give them credit. If this is what they want, this is what they're doing. So, I'm not a fan of it. I don't like it at all. I think it's despicable, but this is what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, this is it. Unfortunately, this is it. So gold, silver up a little bit today.
Yeah, you got a little pop in gold today. Up, GLD's up 94 cents. Looks like gold futures as we speak up about $2. It's not a big day by any stretch, but it's up a little bit. Then you have the gold miners and gold and the junior miners. They're up a little bit as well. The GDX, which is the gold miners, up about 40 cents. And then you have the GDXJ, which is the junior miners, up about 73 cents. That's a gain of a little bit over 1%. So not a bad day there. I think they're just really trading in line with the market at the moment. And again, just doing that sideways cha-cha dance. And once we see a consolidation pattern fulfilled, then I think it's time to get involved in them. Right now, I still think there's some more sideways action going on.
All right, so some more sideways action is in store for precious metals. Hey, go take a look at Nick's site, see his trading record, inthemoneystocks.com, Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz, email us kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we'll pick up tomorrow and we'll see what happens with stimulus and everything else.
Sounds good.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.